There were protests from a small, persecuted minority over the weekend. Hummer owners gathered at a Southern California car dealership yesterday where the Earth Liberation Front, or ELF, had vandalized Hummers and torched a warehouse. Earlier this month, the group burned down a housing development in San Diego, and that caused about $50 million in damage. Joining us now is Bruce Barcott. He's written a lot about ELF for Outside Magazine and the New York Times. Hi.
Hi. Glad to be here.
So why are they doing this? What are they hoping to change?
Basically, they're hoping to change the way we live. I mean, ELF is a group that grew out of Earth First in the sort of early to mid-90s or so. And since then, they've sort of widened their reach, going after housing developments, SUVs, sort of all with an eye toward stopping the destruction of the environment through any way they can.
And they've been called or described by some people as a terrorist organization. What do people in the environmental movement think of them?
I think mainstream environmentalists really are incredibly annoyed at the ELF. I mean, they're in no way supportive of what the ELF is doing. I've yet to meet anyone associated with the sort of, Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy circles that you know, even privately will say, well, you know, their hearts are in the right place. No, they really, really can't stand these folks.
And is the ELF attracting new members?
I don't think their membership has really grown. I mean, the problem with the ELF is there's no membership list. I mean, it's not even like Al-Qaeda where there's a head person or, you know, whatever you want to call a leadership council or anything like that. It's basically, you know, a number of people who share a similar radical philosophy, somebody who runs a website, a few people who do these crimes and then write in or call in or get a message into the website and that telling them that, you know, we burned down this truck, we burned down this house, we're taking credit for it on behalf of the ELF.
Are these activists trying to actually affect some sort of change, or are they just operating out of massive frustration?
The things that they're doing really suggest that they are acting out of frustration. You know, burning a couple of SUVs or burning down a few houses in a new development, you know, is not going to bring about worldwide political change. You know, I asked one of the spokespeople a few years ago, you know, what does this do for you? You know, burning down a house, burning down an SUV, you know, I asked him, is it publicity? He says, no, you know, publicity is sort of secondary. Really, it's by committing these arsons, they feel that they are taking it straight to the destroyers. You know, they're going after the people who, in their eyes, are destroying the environment.
Hummer by Hummer.
Well, I will say this on the, you know, on the Hummer, the whole Hummer and SUV issue, they were a few years ahead of Arianna Huffington, you know.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bruce Barcott is a contributing editor at Outside Magazine. He joined us by phone from his home in Seattle.